Money isn't real. Doesn't matter. It only seems like it does.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another special episode of The Ruckus with Alex Himes. Today, I am pleased to be joined by the latest member of the Wolfpack making a move from one way across the country to all the way on the other end. I'm sure the weather is definitely a little bit better there. I'm sorry, just had to point it out. And today, I am joined by the latest Wolfpack member, Mike Lewis II. The man who was killing it out in Duquesne is now taking his talents to Reno, Nevada. It might not be South Beach, people, but trust me, this guy will light it up out there. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, my man. How you doing?
It's another day in paradise, bro. Anyway, let's jump right into it, man. You're officially a member of the Wolfpack. You've been there for a little while, getting used to seeing the way the team works, getting that camaraderie built with your future teammates. How you liking it so far?
I love it so far, man. The camaraderie amongst the teammates is almost perfect here, man. Everybody's kind of like a brother, you know, instead of having, oh, this is just my teammate, you know, just a guy I play basketball with. You know, we all hang out with one another. we all work out with one another. We all hang out all the time. So here I can actually feel like, you know, these are like my best friends. These are my brothers, you know. So just being on the court, having that mindset with one another, makes everything a little easier because, you know, this guy's going to go a little harder because he's going to try to help me have my back. And if I know he has my back, then I'm going to try to have his back. So that's just the whole Wolfpack mentality is, you know, we do everything together. And if everybody eats together, then we all going to eat, you know. So that's one thing that that I love about this place.
Not to sound like the most redundant guy on earth, but, you know, it is called the Wolfpack for a reason.
Exactly, you know, and it's actually funny because you hear that, like, before I came to, like, Nevada Wolfpack, and I'm like, oh, that's, you know, that's a good name. And then you get here and it's like, oh, the mindset is actually like a Wolfpack, so it actually makes the name cooler.
I gotta ask, you know, you made the move from Duquesne to Nevada, went through the whole transfer process. Walk me through the moments you found out that you were, one, officially going to transfer, and two, that you were joining the Wolfpack.
It was coming up on Christmas time, and I was just thinking to myself, like, all right, I think it's time for my career to make a bigger move, you know. Just hearing inside scoops of, you know, they don't take guys seriously coming out of Duquesne, you know, not even necessarily the A-10, but just your school that you're in now. Like, even though you're really good, we all know that, but, like, guys, you know, might not take you serious when it comes down to, you know, being a professional. So I was like, all right, man, if they feel like I'm, you know, just doing good because I'm here, I need, it's time for me to go somewhere bigger and play against guys that are a little, you know, faster, a little stronger, this and that. So, yeah, man, when I got my release, it was actually kind of, now I wouldn't say funny, but it was kind of nerve-wracking because I wasn't sure who was going to call. You know, I hadn't been in any contact with any schools, hadn't had any inside scoop or any, who was, you know, would be willing to take a chance on me or anything. So, I, you know, got my release and everything went to this transfer portal, you know, and in the transfer portal, you know, it kind of alerts coaches like, all right, this guy's transferring, you know, just in case they wanted to contact you. And the first contact I got was like an hour and a half after I got my release, and it was Nevada, you know, and I was like, wow, like they think I'm good enough to go there. It was kind of like a confidence booster as well. So I'm like, wow, like, all right, cool. So waited a couple days, started talking to the assistants, talked to Coach Musk. He's like, I love your game. Like, we watch a lot of film as a staff. Like, you know, you fit in perfectly here. We heard a lot of good things about you off the court, you know, type of person you are as well. So, you know, you have a spot, you know, we don't want to wait too long because, you know, they get a lot of transfers in, you know, so just in case you wanted to wait the whole semester, like some guys do. I was like, nah, coach, like, I'm going to make a decision within the next 3 days, you know. So talked to a few schools, and I was like, man, I have to go to Nevada. Like, you know, they're hot right now. They're in a good conference. They're on the West Coast. I always wanted to go to the West Coast. you know, and they got a good thing going for them right now. So I wanted to be a part of it, man. So that's kind of the whole story behind it.
Well, first off, congrats on joining the Wolfpack. It's a major move for you. You guys are going to be going hot into the NCAA tournament. I feel like people aren't giving you guys the respect that you guys deserve. You know, I remember watching that whole mishigas that went on with the Utah game, and I don't know any details, don't want to know. All I know is that something bad went on, and yet between you and Utah State, who's going to the NCAA tournament? That's exactly right, the Wolfpack. So you guys are 20th ranked right now going into the tournament. We have everyone picking their brackets. Do you think that Nevada is going to be a bracket buster? And if so, how far do they go?
Yes, I think they're going to be a bracket buster, obviously. I'm with them every day. I see the work they put in. I'm not going to give any hints about anything, but our coaches are great coaches. So as far as they're going to go, I really don't know. They're going to go as far as they want to as a collective as a team. They're talented. They're that smart. Our coaches are that smart. You know, so it's really up to whoever's on the court. Like, if you want to go out and win, try to win the national championship, they're just as talented. They could do that. But, you know, we also, as a team, if we're not ready to play, you know, we have a first-round exit as well. So it's just as far as the team wants to go, man. So they have seven seniors on the team. So if they want to go win it all, I think they can. If they don't, then they won't. So it's that simple.
I'm really hoping you guys go far because I have Nevada in the Final Four. And if you guys go farther than that, that's great. But please don't make me lose my money. If anything, I want to get that Bloomberg $1 billion bet where you get the perfect bracket. Like, come on, bro. UMBC destroyed my bracket last year.
Yeah, UMBC messed up a lot of people's brackets.
Oh, my God. And Loyola Chicago, like, I hope to never again hear about Loyola Chicago. Literally after the first week, my bracket was like, all right, well, trash that. Time to move on. Guess I ain't winning anything this year. Okay. Yeah. And side note, just so I know, how do you tell Caleb and Cody apart? Like, is there anything distinguishable that you can?
They're two completely different people. Like, when I tell you, like, they're twins, they look alike, but that's it. That's it. Like, they walk different. They talk different. Like, so if you get to talk, you know, hang around them, you can quickly be like, okay, this is Cody. That's Caleb. Like, I think Cody's face is a little skinnier. Caleb's head is a little smaller. But other than that, physical differences, you can't really tell. You just the personality, though. They're two completely different people.
Damn. Well, to everyone that's tuning in, be aware, if you ever get to meet them in person, now you get to know that one is different than the other as opposed to being the same person. All right, so now just some rapid fire stuff I want to talk about. If there's one NBA player that your game resembles, down to a T, who would it be to you?
Down to a T, I'm gonna mix a little Brad Beal with Lou Williams for sure.
Ooh.
Yeah, Brad with Lou Williams can knock down the three like both of those guys. I'm only 6'1" like Lou Will, strong like Lou Will. I actually have gotten a lot more athletic, but you know I'm not going to speak that too much. You guys will see that when I play again.
Oh, trust me, we saw some highlight reels. I know what's good. I know what's good.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with those two for sure.
Okay, so like now that we have your Lou Will and who else did you say? You said Lou Will and
Brad Beal.
Brad Beal as your mix. Okay, I gotta say we talked about it before the show, but I want to give people some other insight on my end. I looked at some of your moves. I saw in particular your fadeaway, your like mid-range game fadeaway reminds me down to a T of Rudy Gay. And we talked about before the show, the shot over Miami when LeBron first came, it was the buzzer beater. And I'm like, okay, that is down to a T how his shot looks coming off of a screen and fading out of bounds. And then your mid-range ability, like I said, is also Rudy Gay. And the way that you play in terms of intensity and how you change the way of the game on the court when you're on and you're literally on fire, like Lou Will, like you said, you remind me a mixture of Damian Lillard and Kemba Walker, that ability to just light it up at any point in a game, just driving ability and dishing ability, like down to a T. So if there's anything, that's a great mixture. And like you said, you went with Lou and Brad Beal. I mean, I couldn't have put it better myself.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So speaking of which, if we're talking about NBA players, if there's one NBA player that you would like to train with over the summer, who would it be?
Russell Westbrook for sure. I love his intensity. I love everything about his game, man. I love the dog in him. I love his asshole approach. Like, I love everything he brings to the table. I can't just name it down to one. I would definitely say Russell Westbrook, though. Brad, those guys, I already hang out with those guys some. But I would say Damian Lillard, too. I would say Russell Westbrook and Damian Lillard. Those two guys, I feel like, I'm going to know along the lines with some other guys, but those two guys I think I would learn from the quickest and, you know, have a great workout with as well. And I think we'd be good friends, too. I think we'll vibe. I know me and Westbrook would vibe because I can tell we think the same. And Dame's kind of a quiet guy, but at the same time, he looks kind of chill. So I feel like those two guys for sure.
That was perfect. I couldn't say it better. Like, if you trained with Damian Lillard over the summer, you'd literally go top 15. I'm betting on it right here, right now. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen, here right now. Mike Lewis II training with Damian Lillard. Bet on it.
We got to get that going there, man. We got to make some phone calls.
We put a campaign on change.org to get it to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, speaking of teams, we got to know. If you are to enter the NBA draft today, okay, if there is one team that you'd like to go to, who would it be?
Wow. Well, first, if I get drafted, like, I'm blessed. I don't care. But from a, you know, from a fan standpoint of the game, I would obviously, I think it'd be cool to play for the Celtics.
Yeah.
Get to learn from Kyrie, Terry Rozier. And then at the same time, link up with my best friend again. That'll be perfect. But as far as team though, I would probably really say, I'm not sure. The Clippers maybe.
You're trying like to get to LA Coast. And head more to West Coast. I was just about to say more West Coast, right?
Yeah, I like the West Coast. So anywhere in the West, if I had to go to the East, I would probably say I like Milwaukee because you have Giannis. You got Eric Bledsoe. I think I'd be a good backup coming from their team too. Learn from those guys as well. We're in the East, so we can compete, try to get to the finals and make something shake. So I would probably say the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, well, you're going with Milwaukee, I'm sorry to tell you, but they're not getting past my Celtics. I gotta just let you know.
Hey, I mean, yeah, you might be right. We'll see. I hope the Celtics win, but if I'm on the Bucks, I like our chances. I'm coming off the bench with the bench unit, like on Lou Will type status. So I think we can make something happen in the playoffs. We would definitely go to 6-7 games at least for sure, though.
And I'll put it out there: don't doubt on the Celtics drafting you because hey, look, Terry Rozier is a free agent this summer. We got Marcus Smart, as Tommy Hines would say, Marcus Smart out there, and Kyrie. And we need a backup coming soon. So
yep,
hint, hint, true. Danny Ainge, if you're listening to this right now, give this man a call. Yep. Keep him on speed, Danny.
Come on, let's link St. Louis back together. We can bring Tyler Cook too. You know, he's going to draft this summer. Like, you know,
hell yeah.
Like Chaminade with somebody. You know?
The Chaminade reunion, right?
How about that? We won a state championship together, so I think we can get a championship together.
Well, you mentioned your best friend. He's on the Celtics, and that is my current favorite player, and that is Jason Tatum.
Good choice. I'm glad that's your favorite player.
Oh, my God. All right. We talked about it before, but I'm saying it here again. Yeah. This guy is the second coming of the truth for the Celtics. This guy is the guy that can have his jersey retired. I want him with the Celtics long term. Yep. And before I get into any of your past history together, I got to ask you this. So people have been talking about how the Celtics are interested in Anthony Davis and how the Pelicans are dead set on getting Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
I've long since said that any trade for Anthony Davis that requires trading Jason Tatum should be turned down immediately. There is no guarantee Kyrie re-signs and stays. If he does, that's great. But Jason Tatum is an all-around once-in-a-generation type talent who has shown the flashes. Yep. So if you, in your opinion, actually, would you move Jason Tatum for Anthony Davis or do you want him on the Celtics long-term?
No, I'm not moving Jason for anybody.
Hell yes. In the league
because, and this is why. Only from coming from my perspective of a guy that's been known for a while, I see a lot of things in this game. Oh, I know there's a lot of things in this game that the general public of the NBA hasn't seen yet. So he's killing now, just kind of using moves that he just started working on. So he hasn't even got to the nucleus of what he likes to do yet. You know, so just me knowing that, I know another gear he can tap into. Anthony Davis, yes, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. Top 15, top 10 player in the league, actually. But you're not looking – like, Anthony Davis is ready to go and win, like, now. You know, like, if it doesn't happen for him in the next 4 or 5 years, like, it might not happen.
Exactly.
So you got Jason, like, that's – you still got 10 years, 10, 12 years of we don't know. You know what I mean? You know it's going to be something great, but, like, you build a team around him now, you know, with Kai and Terry, I hope he can stay too. And you build a team around those guys. I mean, look what they did in the playoffs last year. It's the first year together. Like, they took LeBron in Game 7, almost went to the finals.
That's what I'm saying, man.
And that's what I'm saying. So it's like, if you build a team around there, you know, I think they're fine. I think they get there this year, if you're being honest. So
100%.
I don't, to be honest, not even just Jason. Obviously, I wouldn't even consider that, but like, I wouldn't try to do anything to that team. Maybe add a couple more like young vet bench players to come in that are experienced. But other than that, like, I would leave that team alone. Like, you have to sign everybody. I'm sorry, but you have to find a way to sign everybody. If Kyrie wants to leave, I think even though Kyrie is arguably one of the best point guards in the league, even if he does leave, I feel like your team's still fine. Like, you know what I mean? Because like, they did it without him last year.
100%.
It's like, if you get that team, you have to keep that team together. Because if you don't, then I feel like we're going to be looking just like we did with a lot of other teams in the past that are, what could have happened if, exactly. You don't want to do that. So I feel like, and I think they know that too, and they're smart men, but I mean, you see a lot of crazy trades that happen in the summertime, you know, so I hope that doesn't happen to that team, but you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and everybody understands that. So if it happens, it happens. But
still,
like, if I'm running the Celtics right now, I'm not touching my team.
Oh, I'm with you. What I've been preaching all season is that Jason Tatum and Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown evolved into starters last year in the playoffs. Now they're readjusting to bringing back Kyrie, who's a ball dominant point guard. They have to get Gordon readjusted. I mean, you paid the man that money, so you're going to play him. So you're reincorporating all these guys, and there aren't enough balls to go around on the court for everyone.
It's not enough. It's as simple. It's only one basketball.
And I've said that if Kyrie does leave this summer, right, we re-sign Terry Rozier, and Terry Rozier has shown that he is a starter on pretty much any NBA team in the association. And if we do trade for Anthony Davis, look, the downside is, you know, you have 4 years of Anthony Davis. If Kyrie does resign, most likely you got 4 years of Anthony Davis, or you get 10 plus years with Jason Tatum, who's clearly shown that he loves the city. He had that deep playoff run. He is the next face in the city of Boston and can be the guy that gets his jersey retired. Like, that's no disrespect to Kyrie, but when we traded Isaiah, that heart was pulled out of the Celtics, and Kyrie clearly hasn't shown that he's fully invested in being with the Celtics like Isaiah did. And the only other player to show that heart, other than Marcus Smart and those type of guys that who are a true face of the city, and that is Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum will be a top five player in the league for the next 10 years.
I agree.
I can't say it enough. Danny Ainge, if you are watching this, this is also proof. Mike Lewis II, hit him up. Draft him to the Celtics. Make it a Chaminade reunion. Take his words.
I'm telling you, man. The Chaminade boys, man. I'm telling you, we'll get it done. We're going to play hard as hell, man. I promise you.
Well, I promise you. Since we're speaking of Tatum, I got to ask, what has impressed you most about the evolution of his game since joining the Celtics?
What's impressed me the most is his mindset. I know he always had the killer mindset. We obviously knew he always had the skill. That was never a question. But I love how, like, he got in the NBA, and I know after we talked, he's like, I'm a little nervous, especially his first year. This time, I'm like, bro, like, you can do this. Like, this is what you literally have been working your whole life for. So I love the fact that he came in, like, of course, I'm going to learn. I'm not going to step on any toes. But at the same time, like, when my opportunity comes, I'm going to take it, and I'm going with it. And that's exactly what he did. As soon as guys fell off, got a little hurt, he took the opportunity and he ran with it, and he's not looking back. So, like, it's just the mindset of it all is what I'm most impressed with for what he's done so far.
Jason, if you are listening, this is Mike Lewis telling you on public radio that he's impressed with your mindset.
Hell yeah, man. Mamba mentality. He's been having it for a while. I'm glad he just took it to another level. I love it.
He tapped into it. It was like he finally unlocked Ultra Instinct. If for those who watch DBZ, shout out to DBZ. Super. The finale is coming soon. Anyway, guys, I got to say, Mike, thank you again for coming on the show. I'm happy that you're a part of the Wolf Pack. You're going to kill it out there. It's a fresh start. It's a great opportunity and a program where you probably will be scoring 20 points per game next season and leading them into the NCAA tournament. So, guys, I got to give him a shout out. Don't forget to check out his page on Instagram, MikeLou0. And don't forget to check out his buddy, agent, and friend, someone that I've also connected with. Seems like a great guy. And that is _ Hawks Muta, his management. And again, guys, don't forget to check out everything else on the channel at Alex Himes on Instagram. I mean, at Himes World on Instagram, at Alexander Himes on YouTube. And also tune in live on 93.9 FM, The Ruckus, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Mike Lewis on all things Nevada, all things about him wanting to go to the West Coast, which hopefully ends up happening very shortly, and all things Jason Tatum. So thanks again, Mike, for coming on the show, bro.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Money isn't real. Doesn't matter. It only seems like it does.
cool.